Okay, we're gonna do another activation, amen? We're gonna focus, and it's gonna be so much easier now than it was even in the second session, okay? And let's just focus. We're gonna do the three steps. You're gonna spend time focused in repentance. You're gonna spend time focused on the light. And then we're gonna do some deliverance, amen? And it's gonna be so much easier than it's ever been. This is gonna be the easiest one of all. So just start with the blood. In the blood right now. We know whatever sin you're gonna take us to, whatever wound it's attached to, you're gonna remove in your blood, Jesus. Your blood is dealing with the sin that created the wound. We're repenting for any sin that we might have committed that wounded our soul. Wow, the glory just landed like a sheet, like a blanket on my shoulders. And we're forgiving anyone that sinned against our soul and created a wound in our soul. We're gonna keep focused. Focused. Wow, this is gonna go so smoother. I'm already starting to see light break through. So we're gonna just, because we've been repenting all day. So just spend like a minute or two just repenting. Here we go. The blood of Jesus in the midst of our soul. That cross ripping the curtain of our temple open. It's ripping the curtain of our temple open so that light can get in there. The blood is dealing with the sin first. Any separation between us and God, any sin that created the wound right now, we put the blood on it right now. We put the blood on it right now. We put the blood on it right now. In Jesus' name right now, we repent, we repent. We repent, we repent. We repent, we repent. We repent, we repent for wounding our soul. For wounding our soul. For wounding our soul. Right now, in the name, in the name, in the name, in the name, keep on putting the blood so we can get every door open, every door to every closet, every door to every room, every block removed, every sunglasses removed, everything that's blocking out the light, every sin, with the blood, focus on the blood, focus on the blood, focus on the blood, in the midst of our temple, in the midst of our soul. Just focus on repentance. Focus on repentance. I ask for forgiveness, Jesus, for any sin that I've committed. I intercede for these people for any sin they committed. Right now, in Jesus' name, right now, interceding for them. Anytime they sinned against their own soul, I repent for them and put the blood on their behalf right now. We put the blood on their behalf right now. Right now, in Jesus' name. Now I want you to focus on forgiveness. We forgive anyone. Forgive, 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 forgive. 77 times more. Forgive, forgive. Anyone who sinned against your soul, your mother, your father, your sisters, your brothers, people at your work, your grandparents, your wife, your husband, forgive right now. Forgive. Forgive the sin that created the wound on your soul. Focus. Focus. Shake it back. Shake it back. Forgiving right now. Forgiving. Keep just thinking about that for a little bit more. Focus. Focus on forgiving. Putting the blood on their sins that they committed against you. That wounded your soul. Focus on forgiving. If God brings somebody to your mind, focus on forgiving them. Focus on forgiving them. Focus on forgiving them. Forgive God in case you're mad at him. Forgive yourself in case you're mad at yourself. Just forgive. Focus on the blood. Forgiving. On the blood forgiving. On the blood forgiving. Okay, now we're going to go to the light. I want you to focus the glory light on yourself. Okay? Remember, with the woman, with the issue of blood, she just kept on saying to herself, she just kept on thinking to herself, if I just touch the hem of his garment, glory and light will be released on me. I'll be healed. I want to touch his robe so Jesus can arise with healing in his wings and his beams of light, his glory and his light. Just decree that he's arising on your soul right now with his glory and his light to heal all your wounds. If God shows you what the wound is, then put the light on it. Don't focus on the wound. Focus the light on the wound. Focusing on the wound will just make it go deeper. Focus the light on the wound. Turn your focus to the light, healing it. Okay? Just begin to decree Luke 11, that your whole body's filled with light, so your mind is sound and fulfilling its office. Your emotions are sound and fulfilling their office. Your will is sound and fulfilling its office because your whole body is filled with light. Keep on decreeing light on yourself. Keep on believing it. Keep on receiving it right now. More light. More light. More light. More light. More light. We decree light. We decree light. We decree light. Glory light. Glory light. Glory light. Glory light, 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 glory light. I heard right now your soul wounds are being healed, that you're already in the tub getting cleaned up. I saw a bathtub and it was white, made of light. Keep on going. Keep focused. Focus your mind on the light. Glory light, 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 glory light. Glory light, 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 more light, more light, more light, keep focused, more light, more light, more light, more light, it's getting brighter, it's getting brighter. I heard the light has arrived at some of the places in your soul that are wounded, at the cause of your problem. Command that cause to be filled with the light. Command that wound, that gouge, to be filled with the light. We command it right now. Be filled with the light. 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 Keep focused on the light. Keep on focusing. That's the key. Keep saying to yourself, keep thinking to yourself, that light, it's burning away, it's destroying, it's healing the wound, it's cleaning you up.